R4 AAE Mobile.
Noon, Steven. M4, is that okay?
Hey there, Shane. How's everything going with you?
Hope you are. Just out driving around enjoying this beautiful weather.
Everything's good so far. Just trying to make it to the end of the week.
Lunch, are you working from home today?
I headed out to lunch and then finish up the rest of the day at home. Just need some quiet away from everybody else to focus to get stuff done. I know the house will be extremely quiet today.
That helps when you're trying to work.
That it does, especially when somebody needed some information and everything they want, they needed by yesterday, and they didn't tell you until today. So, got to work on that, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
For the weekend, are you working on ham radio stuff, or do you have other things going on right now?
Well, right now, I am probably working every weekend until the end of April, which I'm not excited about, but you got to do it when the job needs you. You got to get it done.
I think we actually talked a little bit about this yesterday morning. Did specifically say every weekend is through April, but you did say you were going to be putting in some long hours.
Oh, we did talk about this a couple days ago, and it's some crazy off hours in the Asia Pacific region from 9 p.m. to about 5 a.m. in the morning, so it'll be a long weekend for me for the next few weeks.
Static, when you were saying, what was that you were saying about 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Yeah, that was just the Asia Pacific region for their working hours compared to over here, since they're 12, 13 hours ahead of us. But, yeah, you got to do it when the job needs you. How you guys coming with the replanning of the wedding?
Well, it's coming along. We're supposed to have the wedding at Table Rock at their lodge. I think we talked about that. Beth called them yesterday because they went out, and we actually found another place that we've used for a couple other weddings, and we were able to temporarily reserve it. We won't get it for the whole day, but it'll work out. We'll get a bigger discount on it, but it's available because it doesn't look like Table Rock's not going to work out, even though the lady yesterday at Table Rock said, oh, we're expecting to be open April 7th, but they came through, and yesterday my wife was home, and they said it was a mandatory evacuation where we live, and she left with some stuff, and I'm back at my daughter's house. We went back out there this morning. They let us back in. We grabbed all the wedding stuff and a few other things and get it out of the house, because who knows what's going to happen. And the house is all smoky. Everything smells smoky, so I don't know. We may not be able to use it anyway.
And I'm sorry to hear that. I know that being displaced out of your own dwelling can be very difficult, not having some solid roots, and I hope your house stays okay, that everything gets settled before it gets there.
I think it will be. The fire really spread yesterday. It spread more north than northwest from Table Rock, and it actually went around the reservoir. It's on both sides of the reservoir now, where it burns. And it's just, you know, you can get trapped if it jumps some of these smaller roads. You can get trapped pretty easily. And I know it was out of abundance of caution, that they were having everybody leave. It wasn't because the fire was there, but it's hard to breathe. There's a lot of smoke all around.
Yeah, copy that. I remember when I was living out west and it was wildfire season, and the fire was just jumping from place to place really quick. And of course, it's already high desert out there and really dry. Drier there than here. And yeah, Yeah, we got, didn't get evacuated, but we were definitely put on alert that we may need to relocate temporarily.
I'm just glad they let us all back in. I mean, the winds were calm when we first got there this morning. It was actually, it wasn't as smoky as Beth said it was when she got home yesterday afternoon, but it's still lingering and it's just on everything. But anyway, I am pulling into my daughter's neighborhood, so I'll let you go. That's funny, it looked like I was moving out. You know, we had to get, my wife had a bunch of stuff saved from previous weddings. We got four children, and we did our own daughter, our first daughter's wedding. She did everything, so reusing some of that stuff. And got boxes, and my truck's piled high with boxes and all the stuff that we need to use. Anyway, good to hear you today. I will talk to you later. Hope you have a good afternoon. KR4AAE N4ZFK.
Nice talking to you, Shane. Hope everything gets settled and your house will be standing and the fire will subside or be contained before it gets there. But 73 to you. This is KR4AAE. Clear.